John McKenzie. Real music, real opinions, real local. 4CA.
State leader of the opposition shadow minister, tourism LNP member for Broadwater, David Crisafulli, is on the line. David, congratulations. What you've done yesterday has set the whole state on fire with optimism and hope.
Well, John, thank you, and thanks for your time, mate. It's important. We've got to send a message that there needs to be consequences for actions, and what's happening at the moment isn't working. And you can drop a pin back to 10 years ago when the Labor Party were elected. They watered down the laws, and they've just created a generation of untouchables, and they're so out of touch that the state government doesn't see and feel what real Queenslanders are feeling. And I can tell you from my family in the far north, you guys have copped it and copped it hard. So it'll send a strong message that if government changes in October, it'll be the first order of business we do in October if we're elected.
Do you know, something just came up in a discussion with the candidate for Cook for the LNP, David Kempton, who is a lawyer, and I was critical of the magistrate, saying so often, you know, we're supposedly being able to apply detention in some of these cases where it's stolen car after break and enter after on and on, but they seemingly walk free. And I said to David, why is this? You know, I mean, there is detention allowed. Admittedly, it's detention as the last resort. And when magistrates, he said, sometimes do apply detention, it's quite common for them to get a communication out of Brisbane, no, reverse that decision because it's inappropriate. I didn't realise beyond the magistrates there was further, if you like, a discussion and further examination of their decision.
And all of the grey area can be removed simply by removing that ridiculous provision that says detention must be a last resort. So just to unpack for your listeners how serious we are about this. So I mentioned it'll be the first order of business. Well, we're calling it the Making Queensland Safer Laws, and it'll do a few things. First is it'll remove detention as a last resort. We're also going to rewrite the sentencing provisions, and we're going to put embed in legislation that the rights of the victim have to come first and foremost. Number one, rights of the victim. We're going to change the procedure to make sure that victims automatically get updates about what's happening in their case, because often I speak to victims, and I actually spoke to someone in Kansas the other day who was saying, I just feel I relive it over and over because I don't know what's happened with my case. Yes. I have no visibility about whether there's any justice that will be done.
Yes.
We're going to open up the children's court so that people can see that justice, you know, in order for it to be seen to be done, people have to see it. And then there's adult crime, adult time. And I just do not accept that people can commit crimes of this magnitude and not be held accountable. And I do believe that if you send the right message, that you will see less offences created in the first place, because they'll know there's consequences for action.
Now, going right back to Lincoln Springs when it was looking good, and sadly, of course, it was undermined and closed down. And this is what people are going to be wary of. Will you establish a situation where these offenders, youth offenders, will go to anything like a Cleveland, or would it be similar to a Lincoln Springs, or would it be similar to a conventional prison, or would it be the Catter model out west? What have you got in mind?
Well, there's no doubt we do need more detention facilities. That's something that everybody recognises. But a couple of things. One is we can't continue to put people and release them back into the same conditions without any form of supervision and expect a different result. I had a look at a figure the other day, John. 91% of young offenders released from detention offended again within 12 months. Now, part of the other bit of my announcement from the weekend was to talk about doing proper programs to make sure that for 12 months you've got some real intensive training to stop them reoffending.
Mm.
We'll be having more to say about what different sentencing options look like and different ways of getting young offenders skills.
Yes.
But make no mistake, the nonsense of putting people back into the same environment time and time again and somehow expecting a different response will be over.
Mm.
And time's up for the current approach. There's just no doubt about it whatsoever, and we're sending the strongest possible message.
I was hoping you were watching television news last night, but you probably weren't because you would have been too busy taking calls, etc. But once again, it was Townsville. Now, you know Townsville better than most people. There were nine of the usual cohort, but tumbling out of a stolen van van, obviously out on, you know, a party stealing whatever they could get their hands on. But it struck me then, those nine, for example, would have been surprised to even been disadvantaged or in any way inconvenienced by the police raid, but they were. But once again, nine of them in a stolen vehicle, you can imagine the sort of misery they could wreak on the people of Townsville just in an hour or so. I mean, it's just totally out of control.
John, I've seen the vision this morning, and it is just sheer and utter chaos. You also had vision from the other end of the state of a car just racing past a vehicle that was doing 70 kilometres an hour like it was standing still.
Yes.
God knows what speed that person was doing. Vision of people being pressed onto the ground right across Queensland. Mm. It is just absolute. It's a generation of untouchables. And as I say to you, they learnt a long time ago when the government watered down the laws, they learnt that there was no consequences for actions. That's going to change. And I'll tell you what else will change, John, and that is when you get the right laws and the right resources, you won't see what's happening at the moment where police are leaving in record numbers because
yes.
they just don't feel like they can do their job.
Yes.
I've got a little statistic for your listeners which will just make them shake their head.
Mm.
But before the last election, the government promised that they would add an additional 1,450 full-time equivalent frontline police officers. That's over and above natural attrition, over and above the numbers that were there. As of today, there are fewer police today, nearly 4 years on than when they made that commitment. So in real terms, we got 1,500 less police than what the government admitted we would need by now.
No.
Not because there's not recruits coming through, but because experienced officers feel so battered, so broken, so bruised, they don't have the laws, so they're leaving.
Mm.
Good quality police officers are leaving, and that's got to change. And I assure you, you get the laws right, you get the resources right, they're good people. People who join the police service are good people, and they want to serve. And I'm determined to make sure that we give them the laws to do that. And it can only happen if we change government. And we've got less than about 110 days to go. And I just say to people of the far north, things will change. I understand what your part of the world is going through at the moment. It has been under siege, and things will change. And I'm really asking for people to vote for change and support what I'm trying to do for this great state.
Mm. Well, David Crispy, I've got to say congratulations for restoring some hope to this ocean of victims up here, particularly in North Queensland. It's virtually been declared the capital of crime in Australia. Now, Queensland's the crime capital state-wise, and as far as Queensland is concerned within this state, North Queensland is the capital. So you've restored some hope, I believe, to the people of North Queensland because they've really been copying it in recent years. Thank you.
I'm really grateful for your time, John, and to all of you and your listeners, thank you very, very much.
David Crisafulli, State Leader of the Opposition, Shadow Minister for Tourism, LNP member for the seat of Broadwater.